Hello, and welcome to level 87 of Free Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight, coming at you with another level today. I'm not going to hang about. Let's get on with the show! On this level of Three Extra Lives, I'm talking about things we now know in certain video games. And this topic came to me after I saw a post on the retro gaming subreddit over on reddit.com, and someone had posted a video saying, "Is this real?" And it was a video from the Nintendo Entertainment System of Super Mario Bros. And they were playing a world and they lost their last life. What happens when you lose all your lives in Super Mario on the NES? You start again from world one. Upon death, they actually press the A button and start, and this restarted the current world they were on with three lives again. This actually brought up a lot of comments of people being like, "Is this even real? Our childhood has been a lie. We did not know about this." There's a lot of people in the comments on this post on Reddit, especially people over 30, saying this was common knowledge. It was in a Nintendo magazine. Where have you been, basically? But for the likes of me, even though I am over 30, I will admit that, I didn't know this. And just thinking back to level 74, if you listen to that level, you will know I made a video game apology to one of my childhood friends that was playing through Super Mario on the Nintendo, and I accidentally on purpose reset their game. They were at the final level of Super Mario and I reset the game to see what it was like at the beginning. Maybe knowing something like this might have made it a bit better. I mean, it's still not good, but being able to resume in a world instead of starting all the way back at the beginning is definitely better than starting all over again. And there's so many people now that are basically saying like, "Oh my goodness, the amount of times I started again, like I didn't know about this." It's just incredible that a game that came out in 1985, we're still learning things about that. There is people there that already knew this information, but it's not really that common information, I would say. And even just the fact that so many people didn't know this, I call myself a gamer, a quite well-knowledged gamer. I mean, I make a podcast, in case you didn't know, and I didn't know about this. I was shocked. I was surprised. And again, was questioning if it even was real. More recently as well, if you have been following the news, the game Elden Ring from From Software, which has been a big hit, the Souls-like game, there was a discovery in that game where people were hitting certain walls around 50 times, and then the wall would eventually crumble, and it would reveal a shortcut to certain areas. Now, this is being debated whether it's actually intended or it's a bug. It's probably more likely a bug, but again, there's always going to be these secrets and these tricks in video games that aren't always going to be obvious straight away, and sometimes it's going to take years to figure them out, or maybe nobody ever does. I'm pretty sure there is secrets in video games that have not been discovered yet, and to me it's pretty incredible that there is all this potential somewhere locked away in games. And some of the gaming puzzles are just mind-blowing, that it's like, how does anyone even work that out? But there are people out there that kind of specialize in this stuff of finding secrets, unlocking special stuff within games that has been put in there. But I think these days it's slightly more documented, and if one person finds it, then everyone's probably going to find it because someone's going to post it online. Whereas the Super Mario Bros. Example was, that was published in a magazine somewhere. Not everyone had that magazine. We don't know if that magazine went worldwide. It most likely didn't. So that knowledge wasn't as mainstream as potentially it is now. But it is just fascinating to see what secrets we have in video games. And we now know. So do you have any video game secrets of your own? Any video game knowledge that you don't think people have heard about yet? Or is there something that seemingly was common knowledge and you didn't know until now? Let me know. I would love to hear from you. And here we are at the end of another level of Three Extra Lives. As always, you can find Three Extra Lives on social at Three Extra Lives. And you can find all the information you would ever need about Three Extra Lives over at threeextralives.com. Stay tuned for the trivia gauntlet that is still to come. get ready to test your knowledge. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will see you all in level 88! It's trivia time! So welcome to the Trivia Gauntlet of 3 Extra Lives. We're gonna have a focus on Super Mario trivia today. Feel like we do that a lot, but hey, love me some Mario. Question number 1. In which game did Mario first get to ride on his lovable pal Yoshi? Was it Super Mario Bros. 3? Was it Super Mario 64? Or was it Super Mario World? The correct answer, of course, is Super Mario World. If you got that one right, give yourself an extra life. Next up, here we go with question number 2. What insect transformation can Mario power up with in the Super Mario Galaxy game? Is it a stink bug, a bee, or an ant? The correct answer is a bee! Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And finally, here we go with the 3rd question on the Trivia Gauntlet. Let's see how you do. In which game did Mario first encounter the poison mushroom? Was it Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels? Was it Super Mario Bros. 3? Or was it Super Mario Land? The correct answer was Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life!